Excuse me, nurse. I'd like to have the operation where surgeons staple up your stomach to stop you getting fat.
I'm sorry, sir, but we don't offer that on the NHS. Perhaps you might want to try this.
What is it?
A box of paper clips.
Oh.
Very latest news are the news headlines, starring Roy Hart, Duke Whitfield, and Chris Emmett, with Peter Moss and the Headliners.
Thank you very much indeed, folks. Thank you, and welcome to the show. Yes, the show that does for the news what Panorama does for Robert Maxwell. But what a week it's been, eh? Glenn Close and Woody going their separate ways, Robert Maxwell suing the BBC, William Shatner leaving Star Trek, and Dolly Parton appearing on page three. It's been splits, writs, quits, and teetering on the ridiculous. But I see 9 out of 10 bosses think children should be leaving school with more knowledge of the 3 R's. Quite right. That's the rat race, the recession, and redundancy, isn't it? But it's not all bad news. Ketchup manufacturers have announced enormous profits for last year. Yes, it started as a little trickle, then came all at once. And what about the man who was fined for taking a rat into court? That's unfair, I think. I thought everyone had the right to a solicitor, but there we are. And talking of rodents, did you read that Chancellor Norman Lamont said he'd made a speech, but the audience didn't really exist and no one actually saw him? Now he knows how Paddy Ashdown feels, doesn't he? A man from Derby smashed 70 bricks in 2.5 minutes with his hands and feet. Then he went back to work at the post office sorting parcels. And a survey has revealed that 9 out of 10 women would pick the same man if they had the chance to marry again. I wonder who he is. But the saddest story of the week was about the 62-year-old man in a wheelchair who was kept waiting 8 hours in a hospital corridor for an ambulance to take him home. The NHS have launched an inquiry to find out how he managed to jump the queue. Meanwhile, somewhere in Scotland...
Waving the high poles and nails in the low poles, and I'll be at number 10 for ye. Oh, so it doesn't scan, who cares? Labour 10% ahead of the Tories if I were in charge, eh? Oh, my, oh, my.
Here's a nice wee tray of... Oh, Mr. Smith, you've got a deceased badger on your head.
Oh, no, no, Janet, it's a wig.
Oh.
As I'm now in front of Neil in the popularity stakes, I thought a change of image might be a good idea. What do you think, Hen? Makes me look years younger, wouldn't you agree?
Oh, yes, Mr. Smith, it's most becoming. Where did you get it?
A remnant sale at Allied Carpets. It'll be a perfect fit once I take the stair rod out. Oh, Janet, just look at these figures. 4% lead for Labour, but, and here's the best part, would be 10% lead if I took over as leader.
Mr. Smith?
Yes, Janet.
Why do you keep calling me Janet? My name's Elizabeth.
Oh, I'm sorry, Hen, you know me with names. Give me a page full of figures and I'm happy as a pig in chiffon, but... Well, names. I mean, how long have you been with me now?
Ever since we got married. Mr. Smith, I have to say...
That's another thing, Jen. Elizabeth, you don't have to call me Mr. Smith when we're alone in the house. Now, tell me, do you think this tartan cravat goes with the new hair?
Oh, saved by the bell.
Yaki-da,
Mr. Kinnock!
The very same boy-o. What are you staring at, aren't you?
Well, your new hair.
My word, yes, Neil. What have you got on your head?
Oh, look who's talking. Look who's talking, aren't I? At least I don't look like a stand-in for Thunderbirds.
Oh? Where did you get your syrup, Neil?
Not from Allied Carpets, for a start.
Oh. Where?
Michael Heseltine gave me some of his offcuts. Anyway, Smithy, I don't mind telling you I am most displeased, isn't it?
Why, because I'm 6 points ahead of you in the popularity poll.
No, because this is my show and we got to page 3 of this sketch before I came on.
Yes, and I haven't said anything for quite a while.
Oh, shut
up. Are you suggesting that I am hogging the limelight? Because I'd like to remind you that I did not conduct these polls.
Stuff the polls, looky, aren't I? Yes, you remember, Bach, I'm still leader of the Labour Party. And I make the decisions.
You haven't made a decision in your life, Neil. Perhaps Joe McPublic is just a wee bit fed up with your band-aid policies.
Band-aid policies?
Well, it's no secret Glenys has got you wrapped round her little finger.
Oh, now stop it, you two. Grown men behaving in such a childish fashion.
Well, he started it.
No, I didn't. You did.
There's something in today's paper that'll cut you both down size.
What's that?
A new poll.
If it's in the Independent or the Times or any of those papers, I'm taking no notice.
No. This is a survey conducted for the Sunday Sport. According to them, there's one way Labour would have a 75% lead over the Tories.
How's that?
If screaming Lord Such was leader.
Oh, now I really am annoyed, look you.
Why, because screaming Lord Such would be a more popular Labour leader than you?
No, because June got the punchline of the sketch.
It's a disaster, Mr. Magwick, a disaster.
Oh, calm down, you liar.
It's a
calm
disaster.
Down. Look, shut up. Sit down and make a heap of yourself. Now, tell me what's wrong.
Well, you know today's meant to be the opening of the world's first school for chimney sweeps.
Yes, yes, I know all that. What's the problem?
No one's turned up.
Not even one person? Whatever could have happened?
Well, I just come off the phone, and guess what?
What?
They've all come down with the flu.
Oh! Hey, Gary, right, 2 pints your best bit of landlord, please. And a packet of crisps for the dog. Thank you very much. Here you are, Bert, my son.
Ah, cheers, Fred. Yeah, I hear your mate Charlie was in a spot of bother the other week.
Not half. His missus found out he'd been having a bit of nookie with his secretary.
No.
So she whizzed round to his office and threw a can of red paint over the pair of them.
What you might call a nice finish,
yeah.
Eh?
Or the brush off.
So is he still going out with his secretary like?
No way. He took the only sensible course of action a man in his position could take.
What was that then?
He started dating a stripper.
This is a tale of Rupert Bear, whose TV show made viewers stare. For when they gave it closer looks, they saw a pile of dirty books. So, are his exploits turning funny?
Too flipping right. I need the money. Do you know how much a red designer cashmere jumper and yellow mohair trousers cost these days? Especially for an unemployed bear living at home.
The story starts when Mother asked Rupert to do a simple task.
You'll have to go and get the shopping. Tonight's our evening for wife swapping. Here's my purse and shoulder bag.
That wasn't Mum, but Dad, in drag.
Cried Rupert, trudging down the lane.
Walking to town's a flipping pain. This journey would be much less fuss if the Tories hadn't cut the buses. This sketch could take Shakespeare off the A-level syllabus, you realise?
He turned the corner, gasped, looked glum.
All of Nutwood's just a slum. The streets are full of filth and slime.
That's thanks to Michael Heseltine.
He's Freddy Fox, you old twister. Tell me, how is Sam, your sister? I remember how she liked her shockers by flashing her
fags behind the lockers. Just look around. It seems a pity. Nutwood's now an inner city.
What we need is a good fairy. And all you get's Archbishop Carey. Tell me, what of our old chums?
They've all ended up as bums. Bill Badger croaked a boozy lush.
And got turned into a shaving brush. Has anyone seen Edward Trunk?
He dyed his tusks and went all punk. And Porky Pig, you know he found her.
Dead-end job on the bacon counter. What keeps the bailiffs from your door?
Blue books and mags. Come see the store.
So Rupert went into the shop and out on stalks his eyes did pop. He saw the book, A Guide to Knickers.
A useful buy for naughty vicars.
And here's a snap of Algy Pug.
Stark naked on a fireside rug. I see the vet hasn't got to him yet.
In this box, my favourite chum is...
A blow-up dolly from Ann Summers's. My word, you have extensive stocks. And whips and masks and chains and locks. I'd like to stay and learn the ropes. Oh! Oh, here.
So Rupert did. And all his hopes soon came true, as can be seen...
In this month's Playbear magazine. Pity about the staple threw me growler, though. That was...
And the moral is that being naughty...
brings in more cash than a UB40. Ha-ha! Do you like me red teddy and yellow check stockings and suspenders?
Very nice.
Well, I'm a kind of special brewing.
Oh, come, lad, I'm good. Here you
excuse me, please. Is this seat taken, son?
Why are you asking me?
Well, you're sitting next to it, aren't you?
So? He doesn't own it, does he?
Oh, I suppose not. Oh, well, not too late then. I thought I was going to miss the start.
You have. It started.
Really? Well, where's the orchestra?
What's he on about, Gavin?
Oh, I don't know, Glenda.
Well, this is the Nigel Kennedy concert, isn't it?
Oh. You what? Take a look at that clobber, Grandad. Torn jeans, dirty T-shirt, sparky. Do we look like fans of Nigel Kennedy?
Oh, yes.
Well, we're not. We're anarchists.
Well, isn't this Stepney Town Hall?
It's sure the Town Hall, you stupid old git.
Yeah.
You are witnessing the first international conference of the class warfare the race zone.
Oh, yeah. Well, what's that then?
You never heard of the Class War Federation?
Is that the group of nutters were screaming Lord Stutt such in it? What's his name?
Nah.
You know, Leslie Hutchinson.
Our aim is to bring down the capitalist system by means of an anarchic revolution.
That's them, the raving loonies, yes.
You're trying to wind us up?
No.
You're not a journalist, are you?
What, with my eyesight, I can barely read, let alone write.
Chuck him out, Gavin. He's from the Sun.
Yeah, hang about. Hang about. Now I'm here, I might as well hear a speech, I suppose. Why's no one on the platform?
No one wants to say anything yet.
Yeah.
Oh, it's not very good organisation, is it?
Organisation? We're not fascists here, mate. Organisation requires leadership, doesn't it? To have leaders is to deny the masses the right to shape their own destiny. And that is tantamount to the destruction of free will. Nobody tells us what to do, Squire.
Really?
Yeah. Well, that's what he says here on page 24.
What's you reading, the Daily Mirror?
Oh, don't be stupid. That's class war. The paper for the people.
Paper for the people.
Paper for the people. Every week it reveals the sickening lifestyles of the rich scum who live like parasites off the blood of the proletariat.
Oh, you mean like Hello magazine, do you?
Leave it out, Glenda. It's not worth the effort. Have a roll up and calm down.
Yeah, thanks, Gav. I will.
Oh, now, I must point out that this is a no-smoking area. There's a sign on the wall there.
If you are going to be offensive, I think you had better go.
Not till I've heard a speech.
Listen, Grandad, the only way you'll hear a speech today is if you make one yourself.
Is that so? Well, in that case... This week, down our town all came a gang.
Class war!
Why not let our leaders hang?
I stood shocked to hear this old harangue.
What's the country ever done for us?
Chops! Ass!
That's not half of what they say.
Pigs! Ass!
Well, they banned the press instead.
Royals! Ass!
Dukes are better dead than wed.
What's your country ever done for us?
I told them, didn't I? Free speech. That you're not denied. You can talk this rot, pal. That's a right you've got, pal.
Yeah, but leaving that aside... What's the country done for us?
Oh, I said, didn't I? This land lets you hold your conference. You lost all your British common sense. Those police might well come to your defence. Then I don't suppose you'd make a fuss.
Well, yeah, but...
You've those rights of any Democrat. Though you'd like to knock the country flat, they said...
Fine, but then apart from that, what's the country ever done for us?
They told me...
Free speech!
Though if that is true... Anarchy's such fun, pal.
We're for number one, pal.
I said, well, you passports too, leave the country free for us.
Direct from the Panorama Studios, where they stunned the public with their saucy all-male strip review, Peekaboo, Why France a Go-Go? But in their case, more Chipperfields than Chippendales. Yes, here they are with a smile, a song, and a spot the ball, if you're lucky. Those happy headliners, Murdoch and Maxwell.
Well, if it isn't Mackie Murdoch.
And it's browned off, Bobby M. Now, tell me, do you know what you get when you cross Robert Maxwell with the BBC?
I don't know, but I'm hoping for substantial damages.
Aye, aye, that's your lot. Well, there have been some silly stories this week, haven't there, eh? It's been discovered that Charles Dickens died while canoodling with his lover. Yes, lovely way to go, but hard times for his little Dorrit. And how about status quo travelling 800 miles in 12 hours to play four different concerts? It's amazing the value you can get from a senior citizen's rail card, isn't it? Did you read that Romanians are actually making tea out of donkey droppings? Yes. Brings a whole new meaning to one lump or two, really, doesn't it? And still abroad, I see they're flogging off bits of grease to make a few bob. They've been doing that for years in the BBC canteen, you know. And a man's admitted to mixing cannabis in a cake. He was nabbed when the cake didn't rise, but the people eating it did. And I see a garage worker gave a woman tiger tokens in exchange for a cuddle in the stockroom. Just as well the servicing bay was closed, really, wasn't it? It's an old-fashioned... Don't worry about it. I see at riding events in Oxfordshire, two first aid workers will gallop to 999 calls on horseback. So when the patients get to hospital, they'll be in a stable condition.
They're coming towards me, I tell you.
I see there's a new sex education video out called The Lover's Guide. Yes, it shows the sex lives of real-life couples. You watch one of them having a headache for 3 hours, you know. And I see a thief robbed a store wearing a brand-new pair of Y-fronts over his face. People are looking for a man with a price on his head. And finally, this good news. ITN newscaster Sandy Gall has been reunited with his wife. I knew they'd be back after the break.
Hello. Do you have one of these? A child benefit book? Well. Go and get it, and I'll speak to you again after the break.
Take two bottles into the changing room? Not me. I'm Spurs and England footballer Terry Fenwick, so I always go in with a six-pack.
I don't think this is going to work. We don't seem to have much in common. You hate pop, I hate opera. And I loathe water painting, so about the only thing we do have in common is...
Our taste in coffee, Diana.
No, the children, Charles.
Hello again. Have you got your child benefit book? Good. Now, rip it out. As government policy on child benefit over the past 11 years means it's not worth the paper it's written on.
Excuse me, sir. All right. All right, Dick Van Dyke.
Hey.
Wait a minute.
Hey, oh, Oh. Will you just blow into this bag, sir? We police now have new powers to monitor train drivers like you.
All right, officer. I admit it, I am drunk.
Yes, just as I thought.
How did you know?
Well, if you'd just like to pull your train over to the side of the road, I'll tell you. And what about the guide who works at the Sherwood Forest theme park, eh? He spends the whole day strolling around in tights, twanging his lute. It's all right for some, isn't it, eh? But then he got into a fight with someone who was throwing stones at a statue of his hero, Robin Hood. I can sympathise with that, because Robin's my hero as well. It's a little-known fact he was England's first stand-up comedian. Let's find out how it happened by travelling back across the centuries. We'll be off as soon as they fix this microphone.
I sing the song of Robin Hood, a-riding through the glen. But glens are just in Scotland found, says Robin.
Lost again. Oh, I'm sorry, lad.
Now Robin and his merry men, they lived in Old Sherwood. And though they were all outlaws brave, they really weren't much good.
Got him, Bloomin' Eddie the Calvert. How can we do an ambush with all that noise? Hey, you. Will Scarlet?
Which is ever so, yes. I blame these tights. They do not have change.
Shut up.
They do. And they ride
up. Shut up, fussy listener. Fiona Fusspot. Quiet, everyone. Look, here comes a likely target.
Ooh.
A rich merchant banker.
He's mine.
I'll show him no mercy. Aha. Now, Violet, your money or your life?
My money is my life.
Oh, that's a tricky one, isn't it? Pass, friend.
Oh, I'm doing it, friend.
So Robin and his men went home. They formed a sad procession. A sorry band they hadn't planned on such a deep recession.
Right, lads, let's camp here.
Oh, yes, if you ever...
Oh, for goodness sake.
A wrong lot here, I'm sure of it. I'm starving here. Oi, Tuck.
Yes.
Oh, there you are, my deep fat fryer. Good, that'll be it at Plymouth this Christmas. Got that one. Fatty, what's for dinner?
It's too dear, Robin.
Ah, venison, me favourite.
No, Robin, it's too dear. 10 groats a pound, it's not on.
But that's robbery.
Well, you should know. I can't afford venison or the housekeeping you give me, so it's exceedingly good acorn stew again. Ah.
Now, Robin loved Maid Marion. She was to be his wife. But not until he'd got a grip and sorted out his life.
And what time do you call this? Out with the boys again, I'll bet. You never take me anywhere these days.
What are you on about? I took you to Nottingham Forest last week, didn't I?
But I hate football.
Yes, that's why I took you to Nottingham Forest.
And another thing, it's time you started behaving more reasonably. You take everything from the forest and never put anything back. I'm worried about the effect on the environment.
Oh, you mean...
Yes, I've joined the Lincoln Green Party.
Oh, full sense, woman, will you? I've got to use wood for me bows and arrows, haven't I?
Oh, so that's a long bow in your tights. I thought you were just pleased to see me.
You see, folks, recycling does work. Anyway, how else can I make a decent living here?
Try your hand at comedy, Robin. That Max the Miller's son does all right at it.
You might be right. Instead of bows and arrows, I'll use barbed comments and shafts of wit. Right. Here goes.
So Robin practiced long and hard beneath the sturdy oaks. He threw away his faithful bow and started telling jokes.
Stand up and deliver!
Oh, are you sure that's right?
Yes, I'm a stand-up and this is my delivery. Verily, a funny thing happened on the way to the forest. I found a tiny toilet.
Really?
Yes, it's a little John. Hey! Yes, you see? Even the creatures of the forest are clapping. What about that? Here, why is my shirt like the unemployment figures?
I don't know.
It's a doublet. One more.
Oh, mercy, mercy. I can't take any more of this, please. Here's all my money.
Ah, success, lads!
So Robin, he became a star and got lots of money bags. He won wealth and fame and Marion, and just for telling gags.
Happy, darling?
Oh, yes, Robin. Our own split-level treehouse at last. And our first little one on the way. I've been thinking of names.
Oh, yes?
If it's a girl, I thought we'd call her Little Red Riding.
Yes, yes. That's nice. And if it's a boy?
What do you think of Roy?
Roy Hood. Yes, I like the sound of that. That is how it all started, folks. Ever since then, we Huds have kept up the family tradition. Yes, we still can't hit the target. Ready, lads?
Though Robin and his men are gone,
we've kept his jokes and rhymes.
They're old and tired and wearing thin, just right.
For News Headlines.
Finally, Stop Press.
An old chest was dug up containing a halfpenny, broken china, and tatty rags.
Obvious little something put by for a rainy day by Ken Dodd.
Madame Tussauds has revealed its new waxwork of Neil Kinnock.
Yes, the mouth wore out on the old one.
Salman Rushdie has been asked to appear in a film.
It's going to be a remake of The Invisible Man.
A new survey says that British women's boobs are getting bigger.
Mind you, they've only asked a handful so far.
The Ford Motor Company has found a great new way to stop thieves breaking into their cars and driving them off at high speed.
Yes, they've hired Nigel Mansell's engineers.
A new book is soon to be published explaining why English people don't like the Welsh.
Well, at least that's what we think it says. Our information came from a leak.
Sainsbury's has become the first supermarket in Britain to allow credit cards.
And you can bet your life the first person to try them out will be right in front of me at the checkout.
And that's the end of the Stop Press.
Well, I'll be back next week unless I'm taking the new test for 7-year-olds. Ta-da for now!
Headlines starring Roy Hudd, Chris Emmett and June Whitfield with Peter Marston, the Hudliners. The announcer was Richard Clegg. Sketches were by Mike Coleman, Michael Dines, Jed Parsons, Tony Hare, Richard Stoneman, Jerry Godin, Alex Tepaniuk, Ivan Shakespeare, Robert Linford, Jeff Cousins, Les Rowley and Richard Parker, with songs by Richard Quick and Jeremy Brown. Additional lines by Jenny Maynard, Susan Jeevans, Bill Smith, Simon Jeweler and Stephen Albrow, Faye Dickinson, Alan Hay, Glenn Pollock, Rick Freeman and Tony Wheatley, Steve Barham, Clive Witchelow, Dave Shingle, Steve Toombs, Brian Taylor, Graham Dakin, John Holland, Tim Maloney, Nick R. Thomas and Dave Dixon.
All of whom are definitely on the blacklist of our producer,
Doug Mack.
News just in. Talks have broken down between the BBC and the broadcasting unions. Union leaders say they are planning a series of lightning strikes that could begin at any time.